The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
And how is Occupation Bay at Barbie today, Rolene?
Occupier Barbie, darling. Occupier Barbie. I'm good, thanks. And you, Benj?
Good, thank you. And while everyone was enjoying their Passover seders all around the world, it looked like they had a very special one in Warsaw.
Absolutely. You know, we are getting a little bit of an idea what it was like to have been at the first Pesach Seder in over 75 years, in fact, 76 years to the day of the Warsaw Ghetto uprising began. You know, quite an exceptional moment. If we take a moment to think about it, on the night that we read about Pesach, the Passover, from slavery to freedom, here were people in the most horrendous of conditions trying to gain their freedom from the abhorrent and repugnant genocidal Nazi regime. You know, sadly, it did not end the way that we wanted to do it, but they were an exceptional, exceptional symbol of resistance and fighting in the most unbelievable and most horrific of circumstances. So, hundreds gathered from around the world to participate in a Seder that was conducted in both Polish and in Hebrew by the Chabad Lubavitch Rabbi Shalom Ber Stamler and his 13-year-old son. And what is really extraordinary is that these approximate 300 visitors mostly came from abroad. They had relatives who perhaps had lived at one time or another in the ghetto, and they joined about 100 local Jews in celebrating the Lil HaSeder, or the Passover Seder. And it took place in what is now the outskirts of what would have been the Warsaw Ghetto. And there was a laser show projected onto the modern day glass buildings of what was the great synagogue in Warsaw that was destroyed during the Holocaust. And I think it was very, very special to see this extraordinary resurgence of Jewish life in Poland, in Warsaw, and on such a massively significant day.
Yeah, absolutely. And sticking around with the Poles for a little bit, unfortunately, a massive resurgence of some quite disturbing, good old-fashioned anti-Semitism from the Middle Ages.
Well, I don't think there's any of us who haven't seen the image of this and weren't utterly appalled by residents of a town called Pruchnik in southeast Poland on Good Friday. Members of the town, including children, which is just, you know, you're not born hating, Benji. Hating is something that you learn or that you observe and take on. But residents of the town built an effigy which is supposed to have represented who they see as Judas, the disciple of Christ, who betrayed him, which is this is according to the New Testament. Now, this particular effigy it said Judas 2019, and had the look of what I would call a modern day Orthodox Jew with peyote, wearing a black hat, and of course the repugnant anti-Semitic trope or stereotype with a large nose. And they beat this effigy and they burnt this effigy, and it has resulted in a lot of condemnations from around the world, including the World Jewish Congress, including many Jewish organizations, the Simon Wiesenthal organization, the Anti-Defamation League, Government of Israel, and many, many around the world who were just appalled by this, so much so that the Catholic Church has said that this is absolutely unacceptable and that there is no way that the Catholic Church will tolerate manifestations of contempt towards members of any nation, including the Jewish people. And this comes from Bishop Rafael Markowski. He is the chairman of the Church's Committee for Dialogue with Judaism. And he says this is the this is their response. And the church's statement followed Interior Minister Joachim Brudzinski, who called it idiotic, pseudo-religious chutzpah, and utterly, utterly repugnant. And, you know, no sooner had we seen this, and I don't know about you, Benji, but I just saw a lot of anti-Semitism on the internet this past pace. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, as Justin Trudeau might say, it's 2019. Like, you just don't, this thing was, looked like a Borat movie, basically. Like, it literally could have been filmed in a Borat movie. This is exactly what it reminded me of.
But it's not just that. I mean, it's become ridiculous. You know, two entities who have been criticized a lot for their lack of sensitivity towards Jews and for their blatant anti-Semitism, the UK Labour Party and rookie Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. And both of them, you know, tweeting out on Friday, you know, wishing Jews around the world happy Passover with love, blah, 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 and also with loaves of bread. I mean, the one of the central beliefs of Pesachers that we don't eat leavened bread, people. You know, we're not going to be eating challah during the Pesach season. But it's that. And then there's a wonder why we criticize them for lack of sensitivity. But also yesterday, Labour Party MP Graham Morris tweeting out, I think the words he used were marvelous, just marvelous, the most highly trained, highly funded army in the world, the RDF, beating up on Palestinian children. And on closer inspection, it turned out that the video or the YouTube clip or whatever it was that he tweeted was actually the Guatemalan army in 2015 beating up on Guatemalan children. And, you know, it's case in point, and it brings up so many issues. Number one is the jumping to conclusions and this almost rabid want to blame the RDF for everything. The second is that you've got to really check where your news sources and where you get news from. And the third is allowing this flagrant lie to go out without correcting it. He has since apologized after a lot of criticism. He hasn't taken the tweet down, and it just propagates more and more anti-Israelism, anti-Semitism, and aggressiveness towards the RDF. The RDF also tweeting out saying the only thing that's marvelous here is that this is just a bunch of lies.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do find this from time to time. I remember during the Gazan war, Adam Habib, the vice chancellor at WIST, tweeted out this horrific image of children being, you know, bombed by aeroplanes, blaming it on the Israelis. And it turned out it was the Syrian army bombing its own people. So, you do find this from time to time, very, very disturbing. And, at least we have the things like Twitter to try and deal with it. You can get onto it very quickly, which is why I think more people in the community should be on Twitter, and doing their bit to tweet out the anti-Semites. I think that would be very helpful. But now, Ro, something else which has come up here, which I think is quite interesting. You know, I could use a bit of a pay raise, and it looks like good old Uncle Sam is willing to help out if you can give info for Hezbollah funding.
Well, this is it. The U.S. has offered $10 million for anybody who seems to have information about how Hezbollah's financial networks work. So basically, they announced yesterday that any information which would help disrupt Hezbollah's financial network would be rewarded with up to $10 million. And they say this because they are very concerned about Hezbollah's growing influence in the region, as well as terror activities in a number of countries. And they name countries such as Bulgaria and Cyprus. Now, we know that Hezbollah, along with Hamas, are Iranian-funded proxies, but the United States and also more recently the United Kingdom recognize Hezbollah as a terror organization. But this is quite a big bounty, Ben. So, if you have any information, best you get hold of the U.S. State Department. But they also have called out key Hezbollah financiers and facilitators about whom it seeks information and whom the U.S. Department of Treasury has designated as specially designated global terrorists. So they've named someone called Adam Hussein Tabaja, and he is allegedly a Hezbollah member with direct ties to senior Hezbollah organizational elements and several others. So if you know anything about some of these people, best you get hold of the U.S. State Department.
But make sure you get hold of us first, and we'll help you with that process. Ro, thank you so much for talking to us, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.
Chat to you again tomorrow. God bless, guys.
Rolene Marks there, bringing you the Israel Report, and now time for the news at 5:30.